Notice there's a whole lot of covariates. So this was adjusted for a whole lot of potential covariates, including insufficient sleep. So there was an item of about how often you feel you don't get enough sleep. So this was the effect of short sleep over and above perceived insufficiency, whatever variance that could have explained. And notice over high cholesterol, I don't know if you can see it too well in here, the asterisks are green. That was to remind me that these relationships were significant before introducing insufficient sleep, but once you put insufficient sleep in, that relationship actually does become non-significant. So that's the one that was completely accounted for by insufficient sleep, and the other ones were not. We're here to talk about weight and obesity. So there's been a number of studies. There's a review paper that just came out by McGee and Hale in Sleep Medicine Reviews looking at all the different studies out there on sleep duration and incident weight gain and obesity. So here is some data from a study in sleep a couple years ago from a Japanese group following non-obese people over a year. Who is more likely to become obese in that year? And so this is showing the short sleepers and very short sleepers were more likely to become obese in that year than the people who were not.